I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Hazel twigs for toothbrushes, olive oil for soap. By my troth, the medieval world was not exactly known for hygiene. However, medieval Paris had strict laws on trash collection. The city's garbage formed a mountain outside its defensive walls. According to some legends, invaders used the trash pile to hop over the wall and pillage the old metropolis. Alas and alack, we modern humans haven't changed our trash habits all that much. We still gather trash into massive piles. However, people today produce way more trash than generations before. Between 1990 and 2018 alone, U.S. waste generation soared by a third to a record-breaking 292 million tons. The average American produces about 5 pounds of trash per day, or 150 pounds per month. That's half a panda in garbage. 20 pounds of that trash panda is all food. And the trends all point to more garbage to come, with the World Bank projecting a 70% rise in global waste, topping out at nearly 3.5 billion tons by 2050. Diverting food waste from our trash piles to make compost a non is one of the most impactful actions ordinary people can adopt to combat the escalating trash crisis. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.